At least 6 people have died in protests in Indonesia that began on August 28. The protests were triggered by the death of ride-hailing driver Afan Kurniawan, who was run over by a police vehicle during protests against lavish perks for members of parliament. On August 31st, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto announced that the controversial perks for MPs will be revoked and errant lawmakers will be suspended. But is this enough to stop the unrest in Indonesia? Experts told CNA that this is only a first step, without tackling root causes such as high unemployment, poverty, and poor policy-making. Protests could flare up again. During the unrest, protesters looted the homes of officials, including a minister and several MPs. Many Indonesians say elites enjoy luxury while millions still struggle to survive. A day after Prabowo's announcement, Indonesian students and civil groups had called off protests. But thousands continued to rally nationwide on September 1st while the military was deployed in the capital. In Jakarta, at least 300 protesters gathered outside parliament under soldiers' watch. Thousands more rallied in Palembang, while hundreds took to the streets in Banjarmasin and Yogyakarta. Prabowo's announcement may have cooled tensions temporarily, but analysts predict that protests are to be expected in the upcoming days if the public is still disappointed and if deeply rooted issues remain unsolved.